John chapter 5 verse 11 says, "And this is the testimony that God gave us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." And all God's people said, amen to that. 1 John chapter 5 verse 11. Hey, so good to see you. Welcome to Thursday. Yeah, this February 6th, 2020. And for those who are wondering, I think there's, 41 days until the first day of spring. Oh, dear friend, just think about that. Birds chirping, grass that's green, not dead and muddy. You got flowers blooming. Yeah, 41 more days until the first day of spring. I am looking forward to that. That is for sure. Friend, I pray that you're having a blessed week. So good to hang out with you. I got my cup of coffee here, and I got God's Word right here, and I'm hanging out with you, dear friend. That's really do look forward to doing that each and every week. Hey, just a couple of things that you're aware of. We have coming up on Sunday, March the 8th at 6 p.m. You're invited to the Cohen Center for Jewish Life as the Christians United for Israel will have a special event on Israel, from why should I care to what can I do event. They're going to have Hannah Washington speaking, but also Sammy Steigman, who is a Holocaust survivor, and he's going to be sharing his story, his testimony as well, and some incredible things that has taken place in his life and how God had a hand in it all. It's all going to be at the Cohen Center for Jewish Life, again, on Sunday night, March 8th, 6 p.m., 503 East John Street in Champaign. It's a free event, but a free will love offering will be taken as well. For more details on that, you can just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, click on events, or you can call the city director for the Christians United for Israel at 217-298-1980. That's 217-298-1980. And just as a quick reminder, if you missed Tuesday's program with Mark on the big announcement part two, go back and listen to it through our audio archive section, greatnewsradio.org. And then there's like archive programs on the right-hand side. Click that, and you can find the exact date, Tuesday of this week, February 4th. Go back and listen to it. Mark does always a great job of updating us on what's going on, especially with some great expansion here at Great News Radio. So go back, if you missed it, go back and listen to Tuesday's program with Mark Burns at the archived programs section of greatnewsradio.org. Well, dear friend, we have a great program today. We're going to take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. And how many of us know that there are seasons in our life where we will have battles? There will be days when we come to some really bad days. I mean, for some of us, maybe the worst days of our life. How do we handle that? From 1 Samuel chapter 3, surviving the battles of life, coming up right after this here on the Thursday program of Mark and Friends.
There's a light that's shining inside of the sons and the daughters, the children of Christ. Raise it high, for all the world to see. There's a promise, it won't be denied. He's coming to capture his bride. He has paid our ransom and given us new life. We are the children of God. We've been set apart for his name. peace to the restless, set captives free, and by his stripes we have been redeemed.
Proclaiming that sweet name of Jesus, you're listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. I'm Joey Kroll, and I'll tell you what, we live in a day and age where people are looking for an anchor of hope. Isn't that the truth? I mean, there are people every single day that are faced with tragedy. Think about this. This year alone, the Australian fires. I mean, I think it's killed, 30 people last I checked, destroyed 2,500 homes. An estimated 1.2 billion animals have been lost through these fires in Australia. We see the international affairs in Iran, turmoil in Washington, a plane crash that took the life of Kobe Bryant with his daughter and seven others, a plane crash in Springfield that happened just the other week that took the life of a former mayor and county coroner. Friend, there are people every single day that are faced with tragedy. I mean, what do you do when the doctor comes in and tells you it's cancer? What do you do when you have to bury a loved one? What do you do when your spouse tells you they don't love you anymore? What do you do when the bottom drops out? What do you do on the worst day of your life? And so today we're going to take a look at David from 1 Samuel chapter 30. We're going to take a look how he responded to a very, very tragic day in his life. So as you're heading over to 1 Samuel 30, David was a young boy when Samuel came to his home and anointed him to be the future king of Israel. A short time later, David earned a name for himself when he defeated Goliath. The current king, King Saul, made David the commander of the armies. David was getting victory after victory in these battles, and David and his men fought to protect the borders of Israel. So when we come to 1 Samuel 30, David is yet to be king, and he and his men are living in this interim place called Ziklag. And for David, life in Ziklag was probably uneventful, very ordinary, almost boring, until it happened when David and his men were away for, 3 days something tragic took place. And we're going to take a look at three truths from our passage today. 1 Samuel 30, verse 1 says, "Now when David and his men came to Ziklag, on the third day the Amalekites had made a raid against the Negev and against Ziklag. They had overcome Ziklag and burned it with fire, and taken captive the women and all who were in it, both small and great. They killed no one, but carried them off and went their way. And when David and his men came to the city, they found it burned with fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him raised their voices and wept until they had no more strength to weep. David's two wives also had been taken captive, and Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God." One of my favorite verses right there. So here we are. We have these men as they enter their home after being gone for 3 days. They're horrified by what they saw. The city had been attacked, ransacked. It was burning down every home, every building, every structure was burnt down. Their enemies took all of their valuables, their possessions, took their wives, their children, their family, and set the city on fire. Friend, what do we do when we come into the battles of life? What do we do when we come to the worst day of our life? But friend, here are some truths today, three truths from the Word of God that out of 1 Samuel 30. First of all, we grieve. We grieve. It says in verse 4 that David and the people who were with him raised their voices and wept until they had no more strength to weep. As David and these men stood upon the ruins of this town, they wept. Friend, I'm not talking about having some tears in their eyes. They wept until there was nothing left inside of them. You know, the Bible says it's okay to grieve. It's okay to mourn. Romans 12:15 says, "Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep." Jesus said in Matthew 5:4, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Friend, we grieve. Some people say, well, crying is for sissies. You know what? Jesus, the King of all kings, the man who took the sins of the entire world upon him, friend, he cried. He wept. And so when we come to him in our grieving, when we come to him with our weeping, our mourning, he understands. Friend, he knows what it means to suffer loss. He knows and understands sorrow. He knows and understands pain. He knows and understands rejection. He knows and understands betrayal. He knows and understands. Friend, God invites you to come boldly to his throne room. He understands our needs, and he will respond with love and compassion because he understands. Bring your hurt to Jesus. Bring your grieving heart to him. Friend, it's okay to grieve. But friend, in the midst of that, truth number two, we need to avoid being bitter. Verse 6 of 1 Samuel 30 says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter in soul." So as the sun began to set down on this burnt down city, David's men began to dry their eyes, and they probably gathered in groups, and their hearts began to harden. And the more they thought about what happened, the angrier they got, and they needed somebody to blame. And it just so happened that it was David. The Bible says they became bitter. I'll tell you what, man, it is easy to be bitter by life circumstances, because it's a job you didn't get. Maybe it's a house you didn't get. Maybe it's somebody who hurt you along the way. Maybe it was someone else who got the promotion. Maybe it's somebody else's child that was doing better in school than your kid. And you find that the seed of bitterness begins to grow. Friend, we got to pull it out. Friend, we got to pull that weed out. We need to avoid being bitter. Ephesians 4:31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. See, friend, when you bring your hurt, your grieving heart to Jesus, oh, friend, bitterness won't be in your vocabulary. Bring your grieving heart to Jesus. It's okay to grieve and avoid, dear friend, avoid being bitter. There's nothing more that can slow a Christian down in their walk with Jesus than having the spirit of bitterness. So friend, it's okay to grieve, truth number one. We need to avoid being bitter, truth number two. And finally, truth number three, when we come into the worst day of our life, when we come into the battles of life, we need to seek the Lord. Verse 30 of 1 Samuel 30 says, and David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David, listen to this, strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Friend, how many of us know that there are times in our life when we need to draw from something or someone greater than what this world has to offer? I mean, self-help books are great. Counseling is great. Medication is helpful. Talking to a friend is great. But there are times when those things cannot help us. There are times when we need a greater power, a greater strength than what this world has to offer. David sought the Lord and found his strength in the Lord his God. So friend, when you come into the battles of life, and you will, unfortunately, when you come to the worst day of your life, it's okay to grieve. It's okay to grieve. Avoid being bitter. And friends, seek the Lord. God is the healer of broken dreams and the restorer of stolen years.
Things change. Fail. You look for love on a grander scale. Storms arise, hopes fade, and you place your bets on another day. When the going gets tough, when the ride's too rough, when you're just not
place, reminding us that Jesus will still be there. Amen to that. If you missed any of today's program, if you want to re-listen to it, go back and listen through the archive program section at greatnewsradio.org. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.